Shalom Aleichem. I wanted to share some personal thoughts about the best way to do tshuva on Erev Yom Kippur. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his book Shari Tshuva that a person should make a practice of doing tshuva every day, several times a day. So he recommends before you eat your breakfast or whatever, your coffee or whatever it is, before you have your second meal. I guess in those days they would only have two meals a day, so he skips straight to dinner. And before you go to bed at night, right before that, you should do vidui, and you should think back upon your day and reflect upon what you messed up in and how can you become better. And he guarantees that if you do this for a month and maybe a year, eventually, you're going to stop doing those mistakes that you made, and you're going to start becoming a different type of person. And eventually, all the mistakes you made will actually be switched into zechuyos, into merits, which means that you're going to attain the level of tshuva me'ava, of repenting out of love. And I find this to be an excellent piece of advice. It does seem a bit intense, maybe a bit too much for some people to be doing tshuva three times a day. It's a lot. But imagine if every time before we ate a meal, we kind of had a set time in our day to at least introspect a little bit, to reflect, and to ask ourselves how we can become better. It's much less likely that we're going to do the exact same sin that we did right before because, you know, then our tshuva will be insincere. And, you know, we just had a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu about how I, you know, didn't say an Asher Yatzar with Kavana. And it's much more likely the next Asher Yatzar you're going to say with Kavana, for example. And, you know, for me, it's very overwhelming to think of how I'm actually going to become a better person next year. You know, it's like the easy part is to think about how I messed up. You know, there's a lot. I can write a long list of all my mess ups. The hard part is to think of how I'm actually going to become better for next year, which is an integral part of that tshuva, of that true repentance. And for me personally, just having that cheshbon nefesh, ideally as often as I can, and these set times really can make it a real part of your life, or at least once a day before you go to bed is always a great time. I think it can really transform our lives. So Bezrat Hashem, I bless myself and I bless you that we have a year full of connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, growth, which leads to true simcha, recognizing, of course, we're not perfect and we're going to make mistakes, but always striving to work on ourselves and grow higher and higher, and always in conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu about how we can get better. For me personally, these are powerful words of Rabbeinu Yonah, and I hope you find it meaningful too. An amazing Shabbos Shuvah to you and a Gemara Chasima Toivah.